Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Hey. We are holding back on daf Dalet Amid Beis. We're not yet at the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, which under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita provides the flexibility to learn halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. And it's also sponsored anonymously L'zchus Rufo Shlema for Rachel Bas Eltika. Shishav Rufo Shlema B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. As we mentioned, we are back on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, and we are at the Savar Rebbe. I think that's Rabbi Vesavir Rebbe Shayoros Ayoros Lo Dechinan. So today we're going to first finish the discussion that we were having yesterday about what you do when Purim falls out, when Yud Dalet Adar falls out on Friday, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos. Meaning, how do we navigate the problem of having the Mekavos Choma reading the Megillah a day after the Ayaros, yet also trying to keep the Ayaros on the same day? So we had a machlokas, which of those two factors is a more important factor? And then we're going to give two reasons that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's going to be on the very bottom of Dalet Amid Beis. Then we're going to have a machlokas whether Megillah Bizmana is nikres ba'asara dafka or even b'yachid. Meaning when you read the Megillah, do you need dafka a minyan, or is it going to be or is it mutter to read even b'yachid? Then Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to teach us four different dinim about what the definition is of an ir gedola. That difference between Megillah, which we're makdim, and Tisha B'Av, where we're not makdim, and other dinim as well in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to talk about how we don't count yamim toward shanim or sha'os l'chadashim, meaning when you're counting years, you count months to fill years, and when you count months, you count the days to fill the months, not the hours to fill the months. And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we are ma'acher Tisha B'Av, and we're not the idea that we're not makdim peranos. The Gemara is then going to have three different shitos in terms of what it means when it says in the Mishnah that zman chagiga ma'achrin. What does that phrase even mean? And then we're going to have three different things on Amud Beis that read three different hanhagos that Rebbe did, and then we're going to have three different answers for doing malacha on Purim, about what Rebbe's hanhaga was with regard to doing malacha on Purim. And then Be'ez Hashem, at the very end of the daf, which we probably won't get to, there's going to be what we do when you have a suffix, if a city was hukaf, okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that. If the city was hukaf choma, what you do in a situation of suffix. So we again left off right in the middle of a discussion. We had so far three different shitos in Tanayim about what you do when Purim falls out on Friday, when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. We had the Tanakama of Rebbe that the Kfarim and the Ayaros read on Thursday and the Mukafin read on Friday, because it was more important to have the cities that are Mukafas Choma read the day after the Ayaros. Then we had the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi that says that the Mukafin and the Kfarim read on Thursday and the Ayaros read Boba Yom, they read on Friday, because it wasn't so important that the Ayaros be before the Mukafas Choma, it was just important that they not be on the same day. So leave the Ayaros exactly where they are, leave them on Erev Shabbos, and move the Mukafin Choma back to the day of the Kfarim. And then we had Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi themselves who said that the Mukafin and the Ayaros both read on Friday, that it was not important at all that they read on different days, and the Kfarim would read on Thursday. So those were the three shitos we saw yesterday. So says the Gemara, based on what we're based on the shita of Rebbe, that if Erev Shabbos, Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, the Ayaros and the Mukafos read on that Erev Shabbos, and we're not docha the Ayaros to the Yom HaKnisa, says the Gemara, V'savar Rebbe, Ayaros lo dachinon liyom HaKnisa. Is that true? Does Rebbe really hold that we do not push back the Ayaros back to Thursday, back to the Yom HaKnisa? V'atanya chaldios b'Shabbos kfar makdim liyom HaKnisa, that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we are makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, v'Ayaros gedolos korim b'Erev Shabbos, that the kfarim go back to the Yom HaKnisa, and the Ayaris Gedolos, which can't read on Yodalit Shechal B'Shabbos, because the Chum Master, because of a Gezeira that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, they're going to read Korin Ba'erev Shabbos, they're going to read an Erev Shabbos, Umukavos Chom El Lamachar, and the Mukavos Chom are going to read on Tezvav. Now, this is a little bit of a different case. This is where Yodalit falls on Shabbos. Up until now, we've been talking about when Yodalit falls on Erev Shabbos. And Rebbe Omer, Rebbe comments, Omer Ani, that I say, Hol V'nitcha Yoros Mimkomon, Yidchul Yom HaKnisa, that since the Ayaros are not going to read on Yodalit Shechal B'Shabbos, let them go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So you see that in a case where Yodalit falls on Shabbos, where the Ayaros anyway are not going to read on the proper day, because the proper day is going to be Shabbos, so we're docha them back all the way to the Yom HaKnisa, and they read together with the Kfarim. So you see that Rebbe holds that we are docha the Ayaros from the regular Zman Kavua, whereas the previous price, so we learned the Shita of Rebbe, that Bekol Shana V'Shana, that comes to teach me, that just like each and every year, the Ayaros are not Nidchos Mimukoban, so over here also, the Ayaros can't be Nidchos Mimukoban. So it says, no, Hachi Hashta. This is a faulty comparison. We pointed out in the past, Hachi Hashta, you know, when I was in 10th grade, I think, the Rebbe put on the Bechina, Hachi Hashta. So I wrote, this now, and he marked me correct. So, but that's incorrect, right? Hachi Hashta means it's a faulty comparison. That if you translate, if you type the words, Hachi Hashta, but Hachi Hashta, it's a faulty, it always means throughout Shas, it's a faulty comparison. You can't compare the case of when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos to Purim falling on Shabbos. Hasam Zmanam Shabbosi. Over there, the Rebbe holds that we're makdim the Ayaros to the Yom HaKnisa, where the Zman of Yudalit is Shabbos. So hold the Nidchu Yidchu. So once anyway, they're not going to be able to read on the right day, they're not going to be able to read on Shabbos. So then, read, because you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, so Rebbe holds, better to put them back to the Yom HaKnisa, so that they'll read together with the Bnei HaKfarim. But Hacha Zmanam Erev Shabbos. Over here, where we're not pushing the Ayaros off of their spot, the Zman, the right spot, is Erev Shabbos. So then we're not going to be Docha, we're not going to push them back to the Yom HaKnisa. So Kamana Zahadam Rabbi Chelba Am Rav Huna Purim Shchalios B'Shabbos Hakol Nidoch in the Yom HaKnisa. Well, which Shita in Tanoim is being followed by Rabbi Chelba Am Rav, who says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, everybody goes back to the Yom HaKnisa. So before the Gemara explains which Shita in Tanoim this Shita of Rabbi Chelba was following, Rabbi Chelba Amar Rav is following, it says, wait a second, Kol Nidach and Salka Daitach? Do you think everybody's going to be pushed back? Vayikum Mukavin Davdi L'Machar. If Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, that means Tesvav is on Sunday. So there will be no problem for the Mukavos Choma to read on the right day. So they're going to read on Sunday. That's the correct day. Ela Kol Anidcha Yidach L'Yom HaKnisa. No, we don't mean that everybody gets pushed back to Thursday. It means anyone who's not reading in the right time, anyone who should have been reading on Shabbos and is therefore not reading on the right time, is going to be pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. Oh, so then it's easy. Kiman, Kerebi. That's assuming like Rebbe, that once the Ayaros are being Nidcha Mimakoman anyway, we're going to be docha them all the way back to the Yom HaKnisa. Now, period. That was the end of that discussion. What happens when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? However, there was an assumption throughout this entire discussion, and that assumption is that we're not going to read Megillah on Shabbos. So, Dekuli Al-Mamiya, Megillah B'Shabbos Lo Karina. And everyone seems to agree, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. My time. Well, what's the reason that Megillah is not Docha Shabbos? So Amar Rabba, Hakol Chayav B'Kriyas Megillah Ve'Ena Kol B'Kiyum B'Mikra Megillah. Everybody's obligated in Mikra Megillah, but not everybody is a Baki in how to read the Megillah. So Gzeres Shamitana B'Yadav V'Yelich Etzel Baki Lilmod. We're afraid a person is going to carry the Megillah in his hand and he's going to go to a Baki to learn how to read the Megillah. V'Yavirenu Arba Amos Rosh Hashanah, and he's therefore going to carry the Megillah for Amos in a Rosh Hashanah. And the Hainu time of the Shofar, Hainu time. And it's that same gzeira that Chum made, that shofar is not Docha Shabbos outside of the base of Mikdash, because not everyone knows how to do Tkiya shofar. So we're choshish that if you had shofar on Shabbos, people are going to take the shofar and go to a baki and learn how to blow the shofar, and they're going to carry it dalet amos and Rosh Hashanah. And for the same reason, the Chum made gzeira sukkadav membeis that we don't do netilas lulav on Shabbos during Yantav, because we're choshish that you might take the lulav and you go to a baki to learn the dinim of the nanuim of the lulav and the bracha of the lulav, and you're going to forget, and you're going to be maver dal ramos parishas rabim. It's interesting. Lulav is a little bit different because lulav, there's less of a hechrech to have to go learn anything. What are we afraid you're not going to know? You're not going to know how to do the nanuim. You don't. Yeah, that's not what the Rishonim say. Meaning that you could have done Erev Shabbos or whatever, but maybe most of the lulavim are kasher lulavim, or I don't know that's not what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say Rashi and Sukkah writes that the concern is that you're afraid you're going to go to learn the nanuim, so you're going to carry a dalet amos in Rishos Rabim. Now carrying a lulav is less of a desperate situation, because in the case of a lulav, the Gemara says midah. The second you lift the lulav, you're already yotze the mitzvah. The nanuim are shiare mitzvah. The nanuim are that which enhances the mitzvah. It's that which is right. That's what the Gemara Masecha Sukkah says. How important shiare mitzvah are, because the nanuim are gira be'ina desitna. The nanuim have the ability to be to hold back the ruchos rose and all these terrible things. Nanuim hold back terrible storms and things like that. Even though it's only shiare mitzvah, but nevertheless, unlike shofar. And unlike Megillah, where if you don't know how to blow the shofar, you don't know how to do Mikra Megillah, you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. When it comes to Lulav, you will be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and still we were concerned that a person is going to carry the Lulav. Anyway, that's one reason why it is that we don't do read Megillah on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar Mnei Sheinem Shalaniim Nesuos B'Mikra Megillah. Another reason we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, because the Aniim are waiting for the day of Mikra Megillah, because that's when they know they can expect Matanos La'avyonim. So if you're going to read Megillah on Shabbos, it's going to cause a hefset to the Aniyim, because they're not going to be able to receive the Matanos La'avyonim that they normally expect. Tanya Namiachi, and we have a Braisa that brings a riot to Rav Yosef, that the Chamim were concerned about the Aniyim not losing out, that Afal Pisham Kfarim Akdim Liyom HaKanisa, even though the Kfarim are going to read early, the Kfarim are going to read Megillah back on the Yom HaKanisa, Govin Boba Yom, they collect Matanos La'avyonim on that Yom HaKanisa, umechalkin bo b'yom, and they give out the matanos levyonim on that Yom HaKanisa. So the Gemara says, afal pisha amru, what do you mean, afal pisha amru, that even though we do the Mikra Megillah back on the Yom HaKanisa, adraba, mishum da amruhu, it's because you're doing the Mikra Megillah on the Yom HaKanisa that we're doing the matanos levyonim on that day. Ella, no, what we mean to say is, hol va'amru, shekvar makdim the Yom HaKanisa, since we say that kvar makdim to the Yom HaKanisa, govin bo b'yom, umechalkin bo b'yom. They collect the on that day, and they distribute on that day. Because the Einem Shalaniyim are always looking toward Mikra Megillah, they give out the Matanos on the Yom HaKriya and not on Purim B'Yadalid, because of this reason that the Aniyim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah. So the Chamar Oker the Zman that it says in the Pasuk for Matanos Levyonim, which is on Yadalid, and instead they will Kovei the Zman on the Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara quotes the Hemshech of the Braisa that we just quoted, that even though we're makdim matanos levyonim to the Yom HaKanisa, that's for the Yom we're makdim to the Yom HaKriya. Aval simcha eino hagas al bizman. But when it comes to simcha, simcha means su'udas purim, and that which is associated with su'udas purim. So chayv nishlo v'sume, for example, is associated with su'udas purim. It's in the same halacha in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as su'udas purim. So that which relates to su'udas purim, that's only knowing bizmana. Amarav megillah bizmana karna. So a new statement. When you read the Megillah on the correct Zman, Yud Dalid, or for Mekavos Choma on Tesvav, L'Chadchila, it's read even B'Yachid. You don't have to look for a Tzibur, because the Kriya was Nitkan in order to be Mefarsem the Nes, and since it's a Chova on that day, and everyone is reading it, that itself is a Pirsum Nes. The fact that everybody is doing it, on that day, that itself is a Pirsum. But Shalom B'Zmana, but when the B'nai Farim are makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, or if you have a ben Yudalit or ben Tezvav, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, and they therefore need to be makdim, so ba'asara, then you need to make sure that you have a minyan, because only if you're going to read a betzibur is it going to be a proper persum enisa. Rav Asi Amar ben bezmana ben shalom bezmana ba'asara. No, even when Purim is on Purim, you get even when Mikra Megillah is on Purim itself, you have to read with a minyan, because Hava Uvdav and Hava Uvdav Chashle Rav Lahad Rav Asi, that even though Rav disagrees disagreed with Ravasi. Rav was choshesh for shitas Ravasi, and he would always go out of his way to look for a minyan dafka for kriya bizmana. So frakta gemara miyom Rav Hachi, does Rav really hold that kriya samigila shalom bizmana requires asara, or that it's worthwhile looking for asara to do kriya samigila that it requires asara when it's kriya samigila shalom bizmana in order to do persumi nisa? Vam Ravi d'mrei d'rshom b'rshilas mishmei d'rav por mishchalios b'shabbos erev Shabbos zmanam, that the zman of kriyas hamegillah, it becomes erev Shabbos when Purim is chal on Shabbos. The zman becomes erev Shabbos. So the Gemara asks Rav, what do you mean erev Shabbos zmanam? Va Shabbos zmanam who? Erev Shabbos is not yadalid. Shabbos is yadalid. Erev Shabbos is going to be yud gimel. So it's not the day that was nitkan al yidei anshe knesset gedola. It's just that the chum later on where goes there that you're not allowed to read Megillah on Shabbos. So you have to read on a day that's not the zman. We're makdim. So how could Rav say that Erev Shabbos Zmanam? You have to at least acknowledge that it's not the real Zman, it's just because of a Din Midrabanan that we're reading early. No, Elalav Hachikamar. What Rav meant to say is that Purim falls on Shabbos, we're makdim to read on Erev Shabbos, not in the Yikr Zman, Shalob Zmanam, Kizmanam. That you treat the new day that you're reading the Megillah like Purim itself. Mazmanam Afilu B'yachid, Av Shalob Zmanam Afilu B'yachid. Just like when you read the Megillah Bizman, you do it even biyachid. So too, when you read the Megillah Shalom Bizman, you do it even biyachid. And there's our kasha, because we said before that Rav holds that when Shalom Bizmanim, you have to dafka find a minion. And over here, Rav says that Shalom Bizmanim is the same as manim, that you're not going to require a minion. Says Gemara, lo, inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara. No. That's not what Rav meant to say. When it comes to mikra Megillah Shalom Bizmanim, Rav holds, of course, you're going to need a minion. Elamai Erev Shabbos Manim. What does he mean when he says Erev Shabbos Manim? He's coming to tell me not like what Rebbe said. That Rebbe said once the Ayaros are not reading on their proper day anyway, because they're not going to read on Shabbos, so we'll be doche them back to the Yom HaKenisa. So Erev Shabbos Zmanamu. So he comes to tell me that no, when they're not going to read on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos becomes the new Zman of Mikra Megillah, and that's the proper time to read for them is going to be Erev Shabbos, and you don't say this svara that we push them back to, that once we're pushing them back anyway, we'll push them all the way back to the Yom HaKnisa. So that's the idea. Now on the issue of Gzeres Shami Yitlanu Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim, the Rishonim raise a question: why does Rabbi say that the reason Tasa Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos is because of a chashash taking me Mavr Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim? Why not say that it's chashash taking the carry from a Shus Yachid to a Rishus HaRabim? Right? This is the question the Rishonim ask in all three places. Rishonim ask this in Masech HaSukkah when it comes to Tilas Lulav. They ask it in Masech HaSukkah Shana when it comes to Shofar, and they ask it over here. So Rashi and Sukkah writes that Erechinami could have said Mishum Hotza'a. It's just that there are some places that the Chashash is only going to be Havara and it's not going to be Hotza'a. Like if the Lulav is already in a Karmelis, or it's in a Karpef, or it's in a Gina, where there's no Isser Hotza'a Midaraisa, but they would still have they would still be Shaykh to have an Isser Ha'avara that you're going to carry it Dalet Amos. Or if you pick it up Almanas to take it, and then not to take it outside, but Almanas to just move it around the house, and then you change your mind and you're motzi it, so then you don't have both an Akira and a Hanacha. Tulsa suggests differently. Tulsa says that from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, there's a heker, meaning you're going to stop yourself as you're about to step over the door, you know, the lintel or whatever. You're going to say, wait a second over here. Why? What am I doing? Because you're going to realize. But when you go Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, so there's no marker when you're about to pass the Dalet Amos mark. So it's more likely that you're going to inadvertently take a Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, even though that's the Ran writes Misach Shabbos that's how Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim works. It's based on the principle that Dalet Amos Shel Adam is Makom Shel Adam, that on the Daraisa level we consider Dalet Amos to be your Makom. So when you carry beyond Dalet Amos, it's the same as carrying Mirushus L'Rushus. You're carrying it from your own personal domain to the area outside of your personal domain. That's based on Halacha Moshe Mitzray. Anyway, the third suggestion, the Kapos Tamarim suggests that Chum Rechoshish are going to carry Dalam Shusram because the Isser is not Mufurish Bekra, it's only Halacha Moshe Mitzray. But in Isser Otsam Mirushus Yachid, people are going to be much more careful about, because that's Mufurish Bekra, it's not only Halacha Moshe Mitzray, right? That's what Reb Chaim writes, that the Isser of carrying Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzray. But there are two types of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that's mefareshes, and there's halacha mechadeshes. Halacha mefareshes means that there is a halacha, we're just not sure exactly what the gedarim of the there is a halacha min haTorah, we're just not sure what the gedarim of that halacha min haTorah are. Comes along the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and helps shape that halacha min haTorah. Sometimes you have halacha mechadeshes, nisu chamayim, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It's a brand new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai creates the halacha. So yesh lodin and dal ramos brishas rabin. Is it that there's no remez to it in the Torah at all? It's just a brand new halacha. So it's halacha mechadeshes. So Shem Chaim says that based on the Ran Masech Shabbos, maybe not. Maybe it's halacha mefareshes. In the Torah, you're not allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus. And the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is magdir my dal ramos as a rishus. And therefore, when I carry beyond my immediate dal ramos, I'm carrying that's considered mirishus l'rishus. So it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that is mifareshes. Okay. Now the previous mishnah we discussed the different times of reading Megillah between Ayaros Gedolos and Kfarim, that the Ayaros Gedolos read on Yadal Radar and the Kfarim are makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. So over here the mishnah is going to discuss how do you know whether a place is considered an Ir Gedola and how do you know whether a place is considered a Kfar that's going to be makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. So is it Ir Gedola? What is an Ir Gedola that you read Megillah and Yadal and that we're not makdim to the Yom HaKnisa? Kol Sheish Basar Bathanim. It needs to have 10 Bathanim, 10 people that are going to ensure that every single day, every single minion, there's going to be a minion of people davening. Pachos mikan harezek far. Anything less than asar batlanim, then it's considered to be a small village. So the Mishnah is mechalik between the Megillah where we're makdim. If Purim falls on Shabbos and we do not delay it versus other mitzvahs and dinim, that if the Zman is Chal on Shabbos, we're going to delay rather than be makdim. We're going to push it off rather than push it back. So Be'elam makdim and v'lo machrin. The following things we said when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, we said that you're makdim, you're not ma'acher. Aval, Zman atzei Kohanim, but the Zman that was kavua each year for various mishpachas of Kohanim to bring etzim for the Mizbeach, right? Like we learned about at the end of Maseches Tainis, that when they came back from Bavel, Bizman Ezra and Nehemiah to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have enough etzim for the Lishchas etzim in order to keep the Maracha going. So there were eight families that stepped up and decided to volunteer and to donate the etzim, and they acquired that zuchus forever, that they always have the right to donate the etzim. So when it became their time to bring the etzim, if it came out on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga, that they would bring on every Yom Tov, the Hakel, and the mitzvah of Hakel, to gather everyone together on Motzai Sukkis of a Shemitah year, and reading the entire Sefer Torah to them, all of those things, if it falls out on Shabbos, ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. We'll delay it and we're not gonna push it back. So aval pi sha'amru makdimin, then the Mishnah goes back to the previous thing of Kriyas HaMegillah, that even though we say about Kriyas HaMegillah we're makdim, nevertheless the Akdama is considered like the Ikr Zman, mutarin behasper v'tah, is not considered like the Ikr Zman of Purim, because it's just a day that we happen to be doing Mikra Megillah, but it's not Purim itself, and therefore mutarin behasper v'tah, it's mutar to do Hasper v'tah, but we'd still do Matanos Levyonim on that day for the reason that we explained, because the Aniyim are looking forward to the Matanos Levyonim. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is Magbil the Heter of the Akdam of the Bnei Akfarim. Amosai, when do we say that the Bnei Akfarim are Maktim Tiyam HaKnisa? Makam Shein Knasim B'Sheini B'Chamishi. That's if you have a village, a place where villagers go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Avul Makam Shein Knasim Lo B'Sheini V'Lo B'Chamishi. But if they don't go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, ain kornos el bizmana. Then they have to read on Yadal Adar. They don't read early. So Tana, asar batlanim shem beis hakneses. When we say asar batlanim, there are lots of batlanim. You can find batlanim all over the place. So no, batlanim means in the beis hakneses. It means people who are designated to be in the beis hakneses. It doesn't just mean people who don't work, people who aren't interested in working. It means people that have a purpose in not working. It's a local kailil that learns in the shul, that they're around all the time in order to make a minyan. So we said that when it comes to Megillah, we're makdim, we're not ma'achir. So my time, why is it that by Kriyas HaMegillah we don't push it past Yudalad Ritesvav. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Amakra, Velo Yavar, because the Pasuk says, Kimu Vikibla Yehudim Aleim Velzar, Melchol and Nivim Aleim Velo Yavar. So the Chacham Darshan from that Pasuk, that we're not supposed to be Mavir, this man that was established for Purim, Yudalad Adar for most of us, and Tesvav for the Mukaf Chama. Of Amr Rabbi Abba Amr Shmuel, the Gemara brings another Memra from Rabbi Abba Amr Shmuel, Minayin Shein Monin Yom Lashanim. Seems to be a totally unrelated Memra, that if a person takes a neder on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that he's not going to drink wine for a full year. You count 12 months, Miyom Liyom, and he's not allowed to drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Nisan the following year, even though it's not a full Shnas Achama, because the Shnas Achama is going to be more than, meaning a solar year, is going to be more than exactly 12 lunar months, but we count, we don't count days toward a year. We don't count 365 days toward a year to make a solar year. We count months toward a year, and if you have 12 months, then that's a year. Shenemar luchadshe ashana, chadashim atamon l'shanim v'yatamon yom l'shanim. It says luchadshe ashana to tell me that you count chadashim toward shanim, you don't count yomim toward shanim. For Rabbanim tekishim shum Rabbi Abba, amru minayin shein mechashin sha'us l'chadashim. How do I know a person gives a get to his wife and he makes it tonight that the get should be chal if he doesn't come ad chodesh yomim? So that chodesh happened to be after he gave the get, was a chodesh chaser, and he comes back on the night of the 30th day, that the get is going to be chal, and we don't say that a chodesh is based on the molar alavana, based on 29 days and 12 hours and what is it, 793 chalakim, that we don't count the actual lunar month. Shenemar ad chodesh yamim, yam matam chashiv chadashim, yam matam chashiv shalos chadashim. Because when a person says a month, he means to count the number of days. So he means to count 29 days is an average month. We assume 30 days is not average. We assume 30 days is like beyond. 30 days is a chodesh mu'ubar. It is a pregnant month. Pregnant means it protrudes. It's a little bit bigger than a regular month. But a regular month, we assume, is 29 days. Avos manat sekran v'tishba v'chagig v'hakel ma'achrim v'lamakdimin. But we said when it comes to manat sekran, when it comes to tishba, when it comes to chagig, when it comes to hakel, we're going to delay those things when they fall on Shabbos. We're not going to push them back. So it says gemara tishba v'akdumi pranus v'lamakdimin. The reason why we push tishba later and not earlier is because we never want to push a Puranas earlier. We're not interested in bringing on Puranas before they have to come. We'd rather push a Puranas later. L'chora, one could have said a different Svara. We learned at the end of Maseches Tainus that some of the Amorot, what is Rabbi Yochanan, said that if I was there when they were establishing Tisha B'Av, I would have done it on Yud B'Av, because Yud B'Av was when the Beis HaMikdash was really destroyed. So nothing about Makdim and Puranas, but that's when the Puranas actually happened. So if you have to, you know, if you have to do it one day or the other, that you do it on Yud B'Av. That's the Shaila in Halacha, that when we push off Tisha B'Av to Yom Rishon, if Tishba falls out on Shabbos, and Tishba observed is going to be on Sunday, do we assume Sunday becomes the Iker's man of Tishba, or do we assume that it has a din of a nidcha? Nafkamino, when pregnant women and nursing women, whether they have to fast, if it has a din of a nidcha, no. If it actually has all the chomer of Tishba, yes. Nafkamino, in the other direction, do you have a Shavuot Shechalbo Tishba? If we consider it a nidcha, then the entire previous week is a Shavuot Shechalbo Tishba. If we consider it the Iker's man, then it's not, then there is no Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. But over here it sounds like when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the only reason we push it off later is because we don't want to be makdim the Puranas. Then we said that the Chagiga, that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and in a Hakel, if a Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, of Motzoi the Shemitah falls out on Shabbos, we're ma'achar these mitzvos, mishum dakati lo zman chiyuvayu, because the chiyuv has not yet kicked in. You need the zman to come in order for the chiyuv to kick in. And then once the chiyuv kicks in, okay, I can't do it right now, so I'll do it the next day. But you can't do it before the mitzvah's there. So tan Chagiga, we call zman Chagiga ma'achar. Chagiga and Kol Zman Chagiga, we delay. So Bishlam Chagiga, I understand Chagiga Ma'achrin Di Mikla B'Shabbat Ma'achrin La, that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we're going to delay the Chagiga L'Basar Shabbat until Sunday. El Zman Chagiga Ma'hi. What does it mean that Zman Chagiga or Ma'achrin? So Amar V'Shaya Hachi Karma. This is what it means to say Chagiga B'Shabbos. The Chagiga, if Yom Tov, first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we bring it on Sunday. Va'olas Riya Filu Bi Yom Tov the Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin, and the Olas Riya, even on Yom Tov, is considered the Zman, which is the Zman Chagiga, where you're allowed to bring the Chagiga, we're going to be Ma'acher, the Olas Ri'ah, to bring after Yom Tov, that even if Yom Tov falls out on a weekday. So the Brice means tell me, is Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, we're Docha, only if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. And the Kol Zman Chagiga, even if Yom Tov falls out on a weekday, which is the right Zman that you're actually going to bring the Chagiga, we're Ma'acher, and there's something else that we delay, there's something else that we push off, and that's going to be the Olas Ri'ah. Ri'iya. So money, who are we going to establish this price like that we're not makrav the Olas Ri'iya on Yom Tov? So Beishamai, this is something like Beishamai. It's not Beishamai Amrim, Mevi and Shlomim Be Yom Tov, that you bring Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov, because there's Achila Lebailim and Lekohanim, so it's considered to be a Malacha that has Ochel Nefesh purposes, because people are going to be able to eat it. But Vein Samach Naleim, you don't do Smicha on the Shlomim on Yom Tov, because it's a Shvus to do Smicha, and the Chum say, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Bebalei Chaim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avalo Olos, we're not Makrav Olos Ri'iya on Yom Tov at all, and even though this Ola is of Chavas Hayom, they don't allow it to be brought in Yom Tov, and we're Docha the Hakrava until Chol HaMoed, because Melachas Ochel Nefesh is only for Achilas Hedyot, but for Achilas Mizbeach, we're not going to, Ochel Nefesh is not going to allow us to do a Melacha. But Beisilom, Mevin, Shlomim, Ve'olos, Ve'in Samach Naleim, that you're allowed to bring Olos Ri'iya on Yom Tov as well, because they, and you're just not allowed to do Smicha, because they hold that, I'm sorry, not Ve'in Samach, V'samach Naleim, and you even do Smicha on it, because they hold they have to do take of the Smicha Shchita, so therefore, if you're able to do the Shchita, then you're going to have to do the Smicha. So they're matir, that Shavus in the Mikdash, of doing the Smicha as well on Yom Tov. Rava Amar, Rava says the whole Brisa, there's a different explanation of the Brisa. So that was one explanation of the Brisa, what Zman Chagiga means. Rava says, no, Chagiga calls Man Chagiga Ma'achrin, Tfei Lo. That when we delay the Chagiga, we could delay the Chagiga throughout that Yom Tov until the last day of that Yom Tov, but not beyond that. You're not allowed to bring the Chagiga after the whole Yom Tov is over. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, person didn't bring a Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, Chogig Vali Chaskal Regal Kulo, he could bring it throughout the rest of the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, including the last day, Avar Aregel V'lo Chag, Einu Chayv Bachriso, but if the whole Yom Tov is over and he didn't bring a Chagiga, then it's too late. It's over Zmano Batal Karbano. So that's a second interpretation of what it means, Zman Chagiga, that we didn't talk about the Olas Ri'iya. The whole thing is about Chagiga. We're just saying that if you didn't bring the Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, you have the whole rest of Yom Tov, but not beyond that. And then a third interpretation of the Braisa, Rav Ashi Amar, that the Braisa is talking about Yom Tov that's Chal on Shabbos, and it means as follows. Chagiga v'kol zman Chagiga. Chagiga and the whole zman that you have to bring the korban Chagiga, ma'achrin, you're ma'achr to bring it until after Shabbos, v'afilu atzeres, and including that is even on Shavuos, the Chad Yoma, where it's only the whole Yom Tov is only one day, ma'achrin, you can still bring after Yom Tov is Shabbos, even though Yom Tov is going to be over by then, Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah that even though there's machlokes Beisham Beisilu by Atzaris that's Chal on Erev Shabbos, where Beisham holds that you're not makrav in Olas Ri'iya on Yom Tov, so we're docha the Akrava to after Shabbos, and Beisilu holds that you're makrav in Olas Ri'iya on Yom Tov, but modim shem Chal Atzaris yos Beishabbos that if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, she Yom Tovach achar Shabbos, that the day of the shachting of the Korbanos is going to be after Shabbos, and that's what the Brisa means when it says that you can be mashal the Kabbalahs of Chag HaShavuos throughout the 7 days. That's what the Brisa means, is Man Chagiga. Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav Chanina, Rebbe Natan Atiya B'Purim. Rebbe held that you're allowed to do Malacha on Purim, apparently, because he planted on Purim, and that's one thing that he did. A second thing that he did is Rachatz B'Kronos Shel Tzipori, that he bathed on the Yom HaShuk at the time of the people were traveling in the Yom HaShuk in Tzipori, on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, and he wanted to show that Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, you don't need to observe all Chamishi Nuyim that we observe on Tisha B'Av, and you're allowed to bathe, so he dafka went to the bathhouse, and Ubikish Lakar Tisha B'Av V'lo Hodolo. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, but the Chum didn't agree with him about that, about Tisha B'Av. So Amr Lefanav, so they said it in front of Amr Lefanav Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said in front of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lo Kacha Yamaisa, that's not what Rabbi did, the way you want to say that he uprooted Tisha B'Av, he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av entirely? No! El Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Hava Udchinu Lachar Shabbos, that it was Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, the Chum pushed off the tightness until Sunday, because it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast, V'Amar Rabbi, Hol V'Nitcha Yitcha, and Rabbi said, okay, so you missed it, you blew the opportunity, yeah, you know, we had the opportunity for Tisha B'Av, you didn't have an opportunity for Tisha B'Av. Lo Hod Chachamim, and the Chachamim did not agree. So someone was just telling me this week at one of the Sheva Brachos meals, someone said that my wife has one tightness. She said there's one thing she could change about Yiddishkeit, is that if a fast falls on Shabbos, you missed it, okay, okay, that's it. There's no fast. So Rebbe held like that. So that's what the Gemara, the Mishnah, Masechet Edio says, that when why is it that we mention the Divrei Yachid when they're against the Rabbim? If Yachid Rabbim, Halacha Karabim, is that if someone comes up with an idea that sounds like a good idea, but it has already been outvoted, you could say, no, it's a good idea, it was already thought of, but it's been rejected, it's been outvoted. So you're able to say, yeah, it's a good idea that you missed the fast, but it's been outvoted. Rebbe already thought of it, and Rebbe's idea was outvoted. So Rabbi Lazar said about himself that it's better that I learned this b'chavrusa together with Rabbi Abba Bar Zivda, because through that he was able to clarify what Rebbe really meant. So Rebbe Hechi Natan Atiya B'Purim, how is Rebbe allowed to plant on Purim? It's a malacha v'atani Rav Yosef. Didn't Rav Yosef tell us about the pasuk in Megillas Esther where it says Simcha Mishnah V'Yomtov Simcha Melamit Shasurim B'Hesped Mishnah Melamit Shasur B'Taynis? So I know you're not allowed to give a hesped, you're not allowed to fast. B'Yomtov Melamit Shasur B'Asiyas Malacha, and Yomtov means you're not allowed to do malacha. So how could he be planting? Ela Rebbe Bar Arbeis Rava V'Chinata B'Chameis Anata. He was someone who celebrated Purim on the 14th of Adar, and he planted on the 15th of Adar, which is Shushan Purim. So Frakting Mara Eini, is that really true that Rebbe lived in a place that celebrated on the 14th of Adar? For Rebbe B'Tveria Hava. Rebbe happened to live in Tveria. Tveria Mekavs Chomim Mas Yishua Ben Nun Havai. And Tveria was a place that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yishua Ben Nun. El Rebbe Bar Chameser Hava. Chinata Bar Beser Hava. No, it was the opposite. That Rebbe celebrated Purim on Tezvav Adar, and he planted on Yadal Adar. Umi Pshitle De Tveria Mekavs Chomim Mas Yishua Ben Nun. Is it so obvious that Tveria is a city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yishua Ben Nun? But Chizkia Kari B'Tveria Bar Beser B'Chameser. Chizkia read in Tveria on both the 14th and the 15th. Misafkalei Mekavs Chomim Mas Yishua Ben Nun Yilo, because he was Mesupak, whether it was Mekavs Choma Yishua Ben Nun. Says the Gemara, yeah, Chizkia Misafkalei, the Rebbe Pshitalei, Chizkia had a Safek. Rebbe was trying to dafka, take a stand on that issue and say that it's not a Safek, that Purim is on Tezvav, and therefore he planted on Yodalid. V'chi Pshitalei Mishari, and if it's so Pasha to Rebbe that Tveri is Mekavs Choma Mas Yishua Ben Nun, so now it becomes Mutter to do Malach on Yodalid, V'aksiv Ben Megillas Tainis, but it says in Megillas Tainis, it's Yom Arba Asar V'Yom Chamisha Asar, Yom Epura Yo'in Undalol the Mispud Bun, that both on Purim and Shushan Purim, you're not allowed to say a Hasbid. So it already says in Megillas Esther, Simcha Umishta V'Yom Tov. And Rav Yosef said, Simcha refers to the Yisr Hasbid, Mishta refers to the Yisr Tainis, and Yom Tov refers to the Yisr Malacha. So they should all be together. So if you're not allowed to say a Hasbid on both days, you shouldn't be allowed to do Malacha on both days either. V'yama Ravalo Nitzcha, El Lesser Shal Zebezeve Shal Zebezet, that I need the Yisr Hasbid Tainis, that is said in Megillas Tainis, as far as the B'nai Krachim being Asr on both days, and the B'nai Prazim being Asr on both days. See, even if it was Pashat Rabbi that Tveri was Mekavs Chomim Mas Yishua Ben Nun, and that Purim is really Tezvav Adar, but he still should not have done Melacha on Yudalit. Says Mar, no, Hani Mili Besper B'Tainis, Av Melacha Yom Echad V'Sulav. That's as far as the Yisra Esper and Tainis. The Yisra Esper and Tainis applies on Purim and Shushan Purim, but the Yisra Melacha is only for the one day that you observe Purim. Say, your location observes Purim. Eini, is that really true? That Chom only asks for Melacha on the Yom HaKriya? V'Rav Chazilu Gavradava Koshadi Kisna B'Puria V'Latye. Rav saw a person planting flax on Purim, and he cursed him. Velot Samach Kisne, and his flax didn't grow. Hasan Bar Yom HaHavah. No, because that was on his actual day of Purim. Another answer the Gemara says, how could Rebbe plant on Purim? It wasn't on a different day. It was on the day that he celebrated, that he was observing Purim. And nevertheless, don't wonder, how could he do Malacha? Hesped V'Tainis, Kiblu Alayu, Malacha Lo Kabilu Alayu, that even though the Megillah mentions Hesped and Tainis and Malacha all in one breath, Klal Yisrael accepted an Isra Hesped and Tainis. They never accepted an Isra Malacha. Dmei Kar Ksiv Simcha Mishnah V'Yom Tov Ulbasov Ksiv Lasos Osam Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha V'Yil Yom Tov Lo Ksiv. It doesn't say anything about Yom Tov. Ve'la Rav Mai Taim Alati Elu Gavras. Then why is Rav cursing the guy who's planting flax? Tzvarma Matar Vacher Mnogu Ben Israva. No, it must have been something that in a chinami is mutter, but people are knowing an isser, so you shouldn't do it. And Rebbe's location, they were not knowing such an isser, and therefore Rebbe was able to do malacha. Or maybe they were knowing. Rebbe natiya shel simcha nata, and Rebbe's natiya was not a regular natiya; it was a natiya shel simcha. Kedetan avru elu, if the 13 tainios passed by where Beis Hamikdash goes there for a lack of rain, v'lo nenu, and it still hasn't rained, mimatan masu matan bebinir natiya beirusim nisuin. We don't don't do nitiya. One of the things we don't do, v'tani Allah, binyan binyan shal simcha, nitiya, nitiya shal simcha. What does it mean we don't do nitiya? Only a nitiya shal simcha. Ezel binyan shal simcha is a bona base chasnus l'bno. A binyan shal simcha is building a base chasnus for your child. Ezel nitiya shal simcha is a notea aburniki shal malachim. That's planting a tree for the kings, that the kings would plant a special tree that would make a lot of shade, and they would eat during the summertime under the shade of that tree. So there's a difference between regular nitiya and nitiya shal simcha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow Alicia will pick up with Gufa Chizkia Kari Bitveria. I will be away for Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for Shabbos.